This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. Now, as you all well know, I am no big fan of George W. Bush. I have never accused him of having any intelligence or doing something very smart. At the same time, I am so confident that history will judge him as the worst president of the United States in our entire history. He is also one of the least intelligent people we ever had in the White House. I encourage you to go to Amazon.com or Borders or Barnes & Noble and get one of those books called Bushisms, Things That George W. Bush Has Said in Office. And it's not just grammatical mistakes, it's stupid stuff that he says. However, this week he has outdone himself. As you know, he will go down in history as the president who attacked and invaded Iraq under the false pretenses of a hunt for weapons of mass destruction that did not exist and were not found. Then the mission changed to who knows what else. In the meantime, the only person who was making money was Cheney and his friends and Donald Rumsfeld with his company selling vaccines for the bird flu virus. In the meantime, all of us have paid the price of high oil prices, 2,500 and more American soldiers dead in Iraq and more in Afghanistan. So that's what's been going on under George W. Bush's watch. But he outdid himself this week. Even though I'm no big fan of Iran, George W. Bush has been bullying Iran because he knows they do not have weapons of mass destruction. They do not have weapons that can threaten us. In the meantime, an actual axis of evil, as George W. Bush calls them, an axis of evil member, North Korea, run by a nutcase, has actually not only been threatening us directly, he says he has nuclear weapons, and now we find that he was firing off missiles that were possibly headed in the direction of Hawaii. Obviously, he was not going to attack the United States. Obviously, he was not going to hit Hawaii. But the fact of the matter is, he was in a position to tell us that he can threaten us at will. Obviously, the long-range missile that he was trying to test fizzled and fell into the sea. Now, is that good news for us? Of course it is, because it sets the North Koreans back by a few weeks or a few months. However, as a president of the United States, George W. Bush should say, this is the opportunity for me to take action. This is the time for me to put my foot down on North Korea. Instead, George W. Bush was on that lame duck, I cannot stand that man, Larry King, his show on which every child molester or criminal goes on to make excuses for his actions. He was on there with Laura Bush saying, ha ha, we have nothing to worry about. He he he, the missile fell into the sea. That actually rhymes. I didn't even realize I was being a poet here. Anyway, so that is the moronic thing for George W. Bush to do, and he has actually outdone himself. Now, you would think that when I'm calling this action moronic, that my next example would be somebody as stupid as George W. Bush has been on more than one occasion. Unfortunately, no. The second moron of the week award has to go to somebody I have some respect for and I actually consider a great intelligent person, Mayor Bloomberg. He is acting as a bloomering idiot now in his stance on illegal immigrants. He is basically saying that he will put up a fight with the federal government, whom I have also criticized for cutting the funding of New York City. However, Mayor Bloomberg says it is not the city's job to help implement federal laws in terms of catching illegal immigrants, etc. Well, Mayor Bloomberg, I have news for you. Much that you would like to keep the local communities happy that are full of illegal immigrants, the fact of the matter is your logic is ridiculous. What you're basically saying is the city should not have to do the federal government's work in terms of policing and finding illegal immigrants. Well, would you apply that same logic if many or few or even a dozen or even one of the illegal immigrants coming across from the Mexican border was a member of Al-Qaeda carrying a suitcase, a dirty bomb, and heading right to New York City? Would you then say it's not the job of the New York City Police Department and all of us New Yorkers to find that illegal immigrant within us? Is that what your answer would be, Mayor Bloomberg? I wonder. And if we do, then we have a serious problem. We cannot have it both ways. We cannot be fighting wars abroad, killing 2,500 or more American soldiers in the name of security of the homeland, while we make no effort to check the illegal immigrants within us who are also coming across that same border from which the next Al-Qaeda terrorist will be coming from. What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.